Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 159 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Certain that this girl either came to her death or possibly the blow on her head at any rate. A very short time, perhaps 3/4 of an hour or 30 minutes or 40 minutes or something like that, before death occurred. I then began a number of experiments with some gentlemen who had normal stomach with a view of judging of the time. I had the mother of the girl to cook some cabbage, and it was given to people with absolutely normal stomachs, that I know from investigations of their stomachs. I will state in general terms there were only 4 persons experimented upon, and 2 of them were experimented upon twice in this connection, and in every single instance the effect on the cabbage was practically the same, that is, it was almost entirely digested, notwithstanding the fact that I had those men given some pieces just as large as were found in Mary Fagon's stomach, and I took pains to see to it that they did not chew this cabbage, but they ate it very rapidly, in 3 or 4 minutes, gulped it down, so that we would have as nearly as possible the conditions that I was certain existed at the time Mary Fagan ate her last meal. The result of this you gentlemen have seen. The witness here was permitted over objection, as above stated, to exhibit several small glass jars containing what purported to be partly digested cabbage, resulting from experiments made. Now I know from my observations of the cases that I present here that the digestion of these persons was normal. I did not make a microscopic examination of the stomachs of the gentlemen experimented upon, but I made an examination of their stomachs to see how they secrete their food, which is the only way we can tell. You can take the fluids and tell whether the stomach is normal. It is the only way we possess. I merely wish to call attention to the fact that I made experiments which varied in the time that the contents were in the person's stomach, from 38 minutes, which was the time the contents were in the stomach of the boy 14 years of age, to 70 minutes in another one of my cases, and the results.